Broadcasting live from the Harvey C. Jacobs Memorial Control Room in the heart of New Mexico State University, it's KRWG's Voice of the Public on 90.7 FM and KRWG.org.
Does it seem that when it comes to politics, the news from Washington literally makes your head spin? Well, on today's Voice of the Public, U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich will try to make sense of it all with a radio town hall meeting. Do you have a question for the senator? What's the latest on Syria? Data breach with Facebook? Immigration reform? So much in the news. Ask Senator Martin Heinrich on Voice of the Public.
Call in right now at 575-646-2212 or join us on our social media desk to ask your questions or comment for Voice of the Public. Voice of the Public is live after the news.
To the public, I'm Edmundo Resendez. Elected in 2012, Martin Heinrich is a United States Senator from New Mexico. Heinrich serves on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources, the Armed Services, and the Intelligence Committees. He is the ranking member of the Joint Economic Committee and the Subcommittee on Emerging Threats and Capabilities. Senator Heinrich is our guest today on Voice of the Public, and he is taking your calls at 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Want to let you know that Senator Heinrich, he's got work to do, and he is only going to be joining us until about 1:30. So if you want to get in your questions or comments, call in right now, 575-646-2212. Senator Heinrich, thank you for joining us on Voice of the Public on KRWG.
Oh, it's great to join you. And first, let me thank KRWG and you, Edmundo, for having me on Voice of the Public. It's always a pleasure for me to be on the show and to talk directly with folks in southern New Mexico and hear directly from them what's on their minds these days. And I should say I'm really looking forward to coming to Las Cruces here in about 2 weeks.
That's right.
It'll be nice to be away from the Potomac and closer to the Rio Grande. And we're going to be talking about the outdoor economy at the Outdoor Economics Conference. And so very much looking forward to that. You know, they're having that conference in southern New Mexico because of the Organ Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument, which has been a great case study in the impact of what a monument can mean for a local community. So I'm really looking forward to being part of that and seeing some, hopefully some red and green chili as well.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of that. It's happening May 3rd and 4th at Hotel Encanto, the outdoor recreation economy. Senator Heinrich, let's talk about immigration, in particular DACA. It was on the forefront of the news in March, and prior to that, it seemed that everywhere we turned, it was a leading news story. The deadline came to get a deal done in Congress, and nothing much came of it. The issue is currently in the hands of the courts. Senator Heinrich, what happened?
Well, unfortunately, I have to say, I think some of the court rulings kind of took the pressure off people in Washington, which is a frustrating dynamic. It seems like without a deadline, it's very hard to get things done in this town. But I will tell you that the people who care passionately about the DREAM Act and about doing something to make permanent the legal citizenship status of DREAMers are very much still at it and talking to each other every day. And there are real advocates on both sides of the aisle. There aren't enough of us yet, but there are real advocates on both sides of the aisle who are still working on this. You know, people like Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake have been dogged. My caucus has been incredible. We have a level of unanimity that we have never had before, and we are not going to give up on this until their status is finalized in law and permanent.
Thank you, Senator Heinrich. Senator Heinrich, Martin Heinrich, is our guest today on Voice of the Public. If you want to get in your questions or comments, 575-646-2212, 575-646-2212. Senator Heinrich, we have Catherine on the line. Catherine, welcome to Voice of the Public. You are on with Senator Heinrich.
Hi, Senator Heinrich. First of all, I'd like to thank you for your work on our behalf in Washington. My question has to do with the proposed expansion of the Holloman Air Force Base flyover over the training area over the Gila. And if I could get your comments on that and also ask when you plan on coming to Silver City so your constituents can talk to you directly about some of their concerns.
Well, Catherine, thank you for bringing this issue up. I've been in contact with your county commissioners very closely on this issue, as well as a number of elected officials and individuals from across Grant County. And I think what's really important here is for the Air Force to follow the process. Where things get sideways and things get off track is when you sort of, when agencies come up with what they want to do and then back their way into justifying that. But we have a thing called the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. And if you follow that process, I have a lot of faith in that process, because what it does is it brings everybody who has a stake in this, who has a concern, who has a conflict or a, you know, something they feel they can bring to the table, so that we can plan this out. We have a lot of airspace in southern New Mexico. And as an example, I'll just throw out that, you know, we had German tornadoes training for years in southern New Mexico in an airspace that is currently underutilized. So we can, you know, if the Air Force will engage the public and follow the process, the NEPA process, I think this is something that we can move forward, find them the training area that they need, and not have it impact some of our greatest natural assets and the issues that matter to local communities.
Senator Heinrich, from what I understand, this issue is big in Silver City. Within a couple of days' notice, they had over 400 people show up to a public hearing. 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Senator Martin Heinrich will be joining us until about 1:30. So if you have a question you'd like to ask the senator, please give us a call right now. Let us join Dave. Dave, welcome to Voice of the Public. You are on with Senator Heinrich.
Hi, Dave.
Hello. Thanks for this opportunity. And you continue to be easy for me to support, and I appreciate that. I'm from Grant County. I was going to bring up the flyovers, but we've already gone there. So my concern is the DNC, which I don't consider a small D Democratic organization at this point. Those at the top seem to be more concerned with Wall Street than those of us who don't live on Wall Street. And I don't understand why I know why they put the superdelegates in, to keep, you know, somebody like George McGovern or Bernie Sanders getting a nomination. But we're the only party that has superdelegates, and it just doesn't seem fair to me.
What I will tell you is the DNC process is such a national process that I have really made a choice in terms of where I invest my time and where I invest in building the quote-unquote Democratic Party. And I think you have it just right that the place you do that is at the grassroots. And while a lot of my colleagues spent a lot of 2016 in the run-up to that election traveling the country, worried about the national political impact and who was going to be in the majority and which house, and I really focused on winning back our state legislature. I've been very focused on progressive county commissioners that are the farm team for the future of our party. And that is where I see the changes that I think you're probably looking for in terms of new city councilors, new county commissioners, people running from backgrounds that we've never really seen represented well in elected government. And I really encourage everybody, like, one, you know, the DNC should be Democratic, so take over the DNC. But the place I see real opportunity in New Mexico is to get involved in your local governance, in your school board. That matters enormously. With your city councilors, if you're in a municipality, with your county commissioners. People dramatically underestimate the impact of county commissioners on policy. And, you mentioned you're from Grant County. Well, you know, there are big issues that have to do with things like HeLa diversion or flyovers or how we protect or divest of our public lands. Those things are directly impacted at all of those levels. And so, I think that is where the real action is. If we're going to retake our democracy first and foremost, we're going to have to find a way to get the ridiculous amounts of money out of the system. That's a long-term prospect because we have a Supreme Court now that believes that money is speech when you and I know it's not, that believes that corporations are people when they're not. And to get there, we have to start at the bottom and work our way up. And those investments will pay off down the road, I think, in better governance at all levels.
Senator Martin Heinrich is our guest on Voice of the Public. He is our Democrat senator for the great state of New Mexico. If you want to join in on the conversation, our telephone number is 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Let us go to Lucas. Lucas, welcome to Voice of the Public. You are on with Senator Heinrich.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Senator, for taking the time to come and answer our questions.
Great to be with you, Lucas.
Thanks. My question is actually about the methane rule. The comment period expires at the beginning of next week. Do you have any feeling on how that's going to go? And if it doesn't go the right way, what else can we do to stop big oil and gas companies from literally burning our tax revenue dollars here in the state of New Mexico and across the West?
Well, you know, this administration has certainly not been forward-leaning in terms of the wise use of the taxpayers' resources. And we have had to fight very hard to make sure that the rules that we've started to put in place are actually abided by. And a lot of this is going to end up, frankly, in litigation over the course of the next year or two. But we are not giving up because methane is so important to being able to address climate. When you have a substance that is 80 sometimes more impactful over the short time, you know, short-term time frame of, say, 20 years than CO2, you have to focus on those things. And states like Colorado have shown us that this is not some choice between one side or the other. When you do a good job of capturing that methane, revenues go up, tax base goes up. So this is just a no-brainer. I mean, we need to do this. We need to have good rules in place, either at the federal level on from the EPA and the Department of Interior, or we need to have those same kinds of rules at the state level if the feds won't lead. And right now we have an administration that seems to be captured by industry and not thinking about our school kids or the air that we all have to breathe.
575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Susan, you are on with Senator Heinrich. Welcome to Voice of the Public.
Thank you. Senator, I also appreciate very much your coming to listen to our questions and concerns. And I have some serious concerns about how quickly, evidently, the SNAP regulations were changed and affected many people, but I don't even know what the truth of the situation is because it was just kind of out there and then it disappeared and back and forth. So could you help me to understand what the status of SNAP, in particular for elder persons, is? And that's my question.
Thank you, Susan.
Well, so I believe there was a state-level attempt to change eligibility, and there was such an outcry of response that seemed to sort of go away. But we're getting ready to do a new farm bill. So SNAP is going to be one of the things that we're very acutely focused on. And unfortunately, you know, one of our primary struggles in this country right now is that we are becoming very polarized. And historically, the farm bill was about the easiest thing on earth to get through the Congress of the United States. And part of the reason goes back to SNAP and goes back to a coalition of very rural farmers and urban members of Congress who cared deeply about making sure that kids had nutrition when they're going to school and when they need to learn. And that coalition carried many farm bills across the finish line for decades. And that is breaking down now, in part because of an ideological resistance to programs like SNAP. My hope is that this dive for the farm bill ends up being largely, negotiated in the Senate, because things have broken down so much in the House of Representatives, because there are some adults at the table in the Senate who've shown that they can work together to get that done again. New Mexico has a very high proportion of SNAP recipients, so this is something we're going to be focused on like a laser as we get into the substance of negotiating the Farm Bill.
Senator Martin Heinrich is our guest today on Voice of the Public. Good afternoon. I'm Edmundo Resendez. If you want to join in on the conversation, our telephone number is 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212. Jackie, welcome to Voice of the Public. You are on with the senator.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Senator. Thank you for representing us in Washington. I've been following your work, and I'm really grateful for the choices that you make over there.
Thank you. That makes it all worthwhile, so that means a lot.
Yeah. So I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine. I moved here 3 years ago from Portland, Oregon, where I was a primary care physician in a community health center. And so there is a New Mexico Association of Naturopathic Physicians, and we're going to be submitting legislation or we're hoping for licensure so that we can help take care of primary care. And with naturopathic medicine, those of us who are formally trained in these accredited schools and sit for board exams, we're evidence-based. We do scientific diagnostics. We prescribe pharmaceuticals. And we're heavily trained in nutrition and therapeutic lifestyle changes, which when you're talking about diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer, really all chronic disease, addressing therapeutic lifestyle changes like diet, exercise, rest is paramount. So my question to you is, have you heard about naturopathic medicine? And if not, are you willing to explore the profession more so that when the legislation is presented, you'll perhaps advocate for us?
I do know a little bit about naturopathic medicine, and I am very interested in how we shift our entire system from one that is really sick care, not health care. I mean, so much of where we put our resources in the United States is dealing with issues, oftentimes chronic inflammation issues after the fact, which we do very well, but which is very expensive. And as you articulated so well when it comes to things like diabetes, the place to treat those is ahead of time. It has to do with lifestyle. It has to do with wellness. It has to do with, diet and exercise and preventing the worst of those chronic illnesses before they happen. And I think we need to be very open-minded that there are better ways to do that than certainly what we have invested in the past. And please, get to know my D.C., healthcare staff. You can call 202-224-5521. Ask for Andrea. We want to know more, and we want to work with you. So thanks for raising that concern.
We actually have a wellness show coming up on May 31st at 1 o'clock right here on KRWG. So stay tuned for that. Should be a show dealing with wellness. Should be very interesting. Bill, welcome to Voice of the Public. You are on with Senator Heinrich.
Oh, thank you, Armando.
What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, Senator Heinrich. I'm calling in regards to, I have a question in regards to the healthcare community, United Healthcare. They seem to dominate the market in Las Cruces. Why is that? Why is it not more diverse with...
Bill, I wish I could tell you I'm not a healthcare expert. I'm an engineer by training, and so even 10 years into federal office, I am still learning something new about healthcare every day. But I know that where markets break down is where you don't have enough players in the markets, and the places we have seen where the rates have gone up the fastest, where markets simply don't respond, are the places where we don't have multiple market actors. And I think that should be a concern in any community, because all of the levers we have for containing costs and improving improving quality really rely on competition.
575-646-2212. Senator Martin Heinrich is joining us today on Voice of the Public. He is with us for the next 5 minutes. Senator Heinrich, I want to, again, thank you very much for taking the time. I know that your office is always willing to talk to KRWG when we have these guest recommendations to ask you to come and join us on Voice of the Public, so thank you very much. Let's go to Roger. Roger, welcome to Voice of the Public. You are on with Senator Heinrich.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. And, Senator, thank you again for representing this state of New Mexico, the land of enchantment. My question still has something to do with the overall immigration issues and, in particular, the DACA bill. It just seems to me, based on essentially my professional and personal interests, that this state, New Mexico, could be one of the lead states in advocating a comprehensive immigration bill. And I would like to encourage you to do just that. And that's really sort of a question and a comment. And I wonder if you would react to my question and comment.
Thank you, Roger. Absolutely, Roger. And it's an honor to represent New Mexico, and we are we're a pretty special state. You know, one of the things I love about New Mexico is that if you land on a street corner in New Mexico, you can tell you're in New Mexico. It's not anywhere USA. And we should be leading the way. And I will tell you, we had such a good effort a few years ago when we passed a comprehensive immigration bill that had dramatic support from both sides of the aisle, had DREAM Act language in it, and you are absolutely right. We need to get back to that because that is the path forward here. What is an enormous distraction, and frankly is not really bothers me, is when you have the President of the United States or you have these members of Congress who are not from the border, who are from, you know, from Iowa, for example, in the case of Steve King, characterizing our communities in a way that is fundamentally dishonest and inaccurate. It is not a lawless frontier across the southern part of the United States. I urge anyone to spend time from San Diego through Arizona and New Mexico and places like Deming and Lordsburg and Las Cruces, all the way over to the southern Rio Grande Valley in Texas. These are some of the most economically productive, engaged communities with some of the safest communities compared to cities far from the border. And having our borderlands communities mischaracterized for a political purpose is one of the most frustrating things I have about this debate. And I think we need to fully engage in this debate. We need to redefine it. We need to talk about how vibrant, how safe, how engaged, how functional our border communities are, how important it is that they engage across the border. And we do that in New Mexico with our Mexican neighbors. And so we need to own this, and we need to redefine this debate instead of letting it be defined by some pretty shrill voices.
You know, Senator Heinrich, this week, I opened up a news channel website, and the issue of sanctuary cities was the headline. Underneath the headline were pictures of MS-13 gang members. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in Las Cruces recently to discuss border security, where he brought up MS-13. Why is the issue of immigration, sanctuary cities in particular, being tied to one of the worst gangs in our country?
Well, you're asking the right question. And it is deeply offensive to me because MS-13 is a criminal issue. MS-13 is not an immigration issue. You know, I had a guest at the State of the Union. Her name is Yvonne Orozco Acosta. She is a DREAM Act, a DACA recipient. She's also New Mexico's Teacher of the Year. And one of the reasons why I had her as my guest is because we were under the impression that the president might actually say something positive about resolving our immigration issues. And instead, like Attorney General Sessions, he chose to talk about MS-13. And this, no matter what the intent is, the impact is that this divides our communities. And I think it is intended to divide our communities. And that, frankly, is not leadership. Good leadership brings people together.
Senator Heinrich, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Voice of the Public. One final question, you know, just you've been elected to the Senate since 2012. Have you seen Washington change for the better in your time in Washington? And we've got 1 minute to go.
Yeah. So I think what I've learned in that time is we have a really hard time doing what works, but because what works is hard. What works is a regular order process where you kind of go through committee and you allow people to have lots of debate, lots of amendments. And I think people have tried to get to shortcuts, and certainly leadership, Mitch McConnell is a perfect example of trying to write something behind closed doors like the tax bill and then put it on the floor despite its failures. The more we go to an open process, a democratic process, I think the happier we'll be with the outcomes.
Senator Martin Heinrich, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Voice of the Public. Thank you for joining us. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Now, back to Here and Now.